Thanks, Lenya, for being brave enough to let me stand up and talk in front of all of these women. So, yeah, props to you. She's such a brave woman. Okay. Let's pray. Lord, I do count it a privilege to stand and share the secrets and treasures that you've shared with my heart. And I just think it's such a privilege and an honor to get to share it with these women. And so I pray that you would just put a guard over my mouth so that nothing comes out that wouldn't honor and glorify you. And we thank you and praise you for this morning and this Bible study. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, this morning I'm going to share with you the secret to pure joy. And I love coming here because y'all are so joyful. And really, if you go out to the mall, let's say, there are a lot of places where people aren't quite as happy as we are in here. And so it's really nice to come in here and be around joyful people. Well, I told you that we are going to unwrap the secret to pure joy. And is there anyone in here this morning that could use a little bit more joy at some time in their life? Right. I'm sure that's all of us. Now, I have to confess to you, I have had seasons of my life, and my friends would say, yes, she has, where I have been genuinely unhappy. And now, I knew that I had the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. But if I were to be really honest, there have been seasons where it is so far down in my heart that I forgot what it looked like to be joyful. And if it wasn't for the Lord, and if it wasn't for His word and showing me this secret to pure joy that I'm going to share with you this morning, I could have stayed in that season a lot longer than I needed to. Maybe there's some of you who are in that place right now. You know, you love the Lord, but if you're honest, you just aren't experiencing His joy. You aren't experiencing His happiness. And Jesus is going to tell us in His word how to tap into that joy. And He's going to tell us what the secret is. And here's the thing. It's so crazy that when you hear it, when I tell you, you all are going to be like, what? And then we're going to remember that that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is living inside of us. And we're going to be like, oh. Awesome. And so listen, if we take this secret and we put it in the front of our minds, we will not only have more joy, but Jesus tells us that our joy will be complete. Who could benefit from a little bit more joy? I know I could benefit from a little bit more joy. Well, I'm going to tell you that secret. And here's the thing. I'm not even going to make you wait for it because I suspect that there are some of you that are like me and I'm quickly approaching the end of your attention span. Mm-hmm. And so I want to make sure that you leave here knowing how to have more joy. And so I want to give you that secret. And here it is. The secret to having more joy. Drum roll, please. You want to live a life of joy. You're going to need to love one another. That's it. We're going to need to love one another. Let me tell you a story on how I learned this. Now, I didn't learn Sunday school songs as a child. I didn't grow up. Now, I feel as a Christian mother, that means that I started off with a slight handicap. And there were no songs. There were no school classes I could take that would teach you how to learn these songs to raise your Christian kids right. So my kids had to endure my own improvising. I would make up songs. So while your kids were singing about the B-I-B-L-E, my kids are like, His grace, His grace, His grace is in this place. And other sad songs like that. Anyway, then I finally learned a couple. And for the last 2 years, I have been like, super mom when it comes to singing Christian songs. And my favorite has been, This Is My Commandment. And what would happen is my two kids would start arguing in the back, as they sometimes do. And I would sing over them, This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And can I just tell you, I was like giving myself huge snaps. Like, you have nailed Christian motherhood. Because I knew this. Until one day, Nick is in the car, and my kids start going at it, and I don't know, the mood felt right, or I don't know what happened, but I started singing, This Is My Commandment, and Nick joined in. So yeah, imagine. I don't know if this is like a defense mechanism to keep from killing our children, but we're both sitting in here singing, This Is My Commandment, that you love one another. Only Nick's finished different than mine. I don't know if you caught how I sang mine in the first way, but his finished, that your joy may be full. And I was like, what? Like, that's one of the ones I knew. And while that realization was disappointing, this light bulb went on, and I said, oh, that's it. secret. I had been singing that song right, wrong, and I had almost missed the secret to joy. It's that we love one another. And I was like, poo, poo. It sounds too simple. But let me read it the way that Jesus said it. In John chapter 15, verse 9, Jesus says, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and I remain in his love. I have told you this, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. And my command is this, love one another." Ladies, that's the secret. The secret to your joy being full is that we love one another. And here's the thing, it's not just that love, like when we say we love pizza and we love our new shampoo and we love Costco samples. Don't you love Costco samples? They're so awesome. This love that we need to have for one another is crazy. It is like mind-boggling crazy. It's really the only kind of thing that's possible from God, through God. It's awesome. Totally impossible apart from God. And so I've titled this little talk this morning, I've titled it Crazy Awesome Love, to remind us that if we leave here not knowing any other thing, if we leave here not remembering one other thing, that we would remember this: the secret to pure joy, the secret to living lives in the fullness of joy, is having crazy awesome love for one another. And I don't know about you, but I want to know what love is. I want to know what love is. Don't you want to know what love is? I want to know what love is. Well, Paul's going to show us. And if you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, Paul tells us this crazy thing about love. He tells us that love, this kind of love that we are supposed to have, that God commanded us to have for one another, is so crazy. It's patient. This is chapter 13, verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. And I'm really glad that not easily angered is followed by it keeps no record of wrongs. Some of us need to go back and burn some of those journals that are really just detailed accounts of everything that everyone who's ever wronged us, so that we can go back and be like, well, I remember on March 2012 when you said this mean thing about me, and it still hurts. Yeah, some of us need to remember that love keeps no record of wrongs. It does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. Here's the thing, ladies. Love is not out to catch somebody doing something wrong. It's not trying to sniff out sin, right? Pastor Skip has said that one time. I think he even went, yeah. It's not trying to sniff out somebody's sin. Love, here's the crazy thing. Love is out there trying to catch someone doing something right so that it can encourage and it can build them up. It does not delight in evil, but it rejoices in truth. Now this is crazy, right? This is crazy. This is extreme. It's crazy. And I think that's what Paul's trying to tell us here. That this isn't how the world loves. This is something different. This is crazy and awesome. And here's the awesome part. When love's not doing that other stuff, when it's not being self-seeking, when it's not being easily angered, when it's not doing all those other things, here's the awesome thing in verse 7. It always protects. It always trusts. Always. Always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always. And it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres, always. Now you mean to tell me, what about this one time? Always. But how about when they broke my heart and they did that really evil? Always. It always, always, always. And it always perseveres. Now, the world doesn't love like this, ladies, but you can. That's the awesome thing. You can love like this. When you tap into the power of Jesus that's living inside of you, you have the power to love this crazy, awesome love. And if you can believe, ladies, if you can believe this morning that Jesus Christ died on a cross for your sin, If you can believe that he was buried and on the third day he rose again, conquering sin, defeating death, so that you and I could one day be with him in heaven, if we can believe that, then can't we believe that he would give us the power to love each other and to love always? I want to love like that. You want to know the secret to joy? The secret to pure joy is that we would figure this love thing out. Is that we would just endeavor to say, no matter what, no matter what, no matter what, always, 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 I'm going to try to love like this, this crazy, awesome love. I'm going to try and be patient. I'm going to try. Oh, y'all, it is harder for me than it is for you. I promise to be kind. Like, I am going to try. I'm going to try and be kind. I'm going to try and not boast. I'm going to try and not dishonor. I am going to try. I'm going to hope. I'm going to always hope, always hope, always believe the best in people, always believing the best, always believing the best, that my joy would be full. And as I was praying for you guys this week, and I was getting really excited because I just get inspired and I just think, oh, Lord, wouldn't it be so cool if we could just love like this? Wouldn't it be so awesome? But my heart started to ache just a little bit because I know that there are some of us who really, I'm speaking to you. You're like, oh, I want this kind of love. This is the kind of love I ache to give. But we've been hurt. Right? And there's someone somewhere along the way, they broke our trust, they broke our hearts, and we just haven't been able to love the same ever since. And I get that. I know what it's like to be hurt by people that you love. And here's the truth. Intentionality, that doesn't really matter, does it? It doesn't matter if they intended to hurt you or not. It still hurts, and I get that. And I know that it's really easier said than done to say, continue to love them, always hope, always believe the best in people, always trust. And I get that that's so much easier said than done. And can I just tell you, I also know what it means to fail at this. I also know what it looks like to fail at love. And I have failed at love. Gosh, it seems like as many times as I succeed, God gives me a failure to keep me on my face and remind me that it's not you, Shana. Your love doesn't look like this. My love looks like this. In fact, just this weekend, I had a situation in a store, and I really do try and be kind and patient with service workers or people that are, you know, there to supply a service to you. But I had reached the end of my rope, and, you know, I was talking to the phone, and I thought I was being so tough, and I hung up, and Nick was like, Shana, they're walking all over you. You know, like, you need to, like, stick up for yourself. They should not do, you know, they should not be doing this. You paid a lot of money for that service. It has to get done. Well, I don't know what happened. That switch just clicked, and I went to that store. And let me tell you, nobody was walking all over me. I went in there like a bulldozer, and I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And at the end, I mean, they were offering me things. Like, I stood there shocked. Like, they were offering, like, services, and would you like these free products? And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I got exactly what I wanted, but I felt sick inside. I felt sick, sick, sick inside. And so as I'm walking out to my car, I had to stop, and I had to march my convicted little butt right back into that store. And as humiliating as it was, and let me tell you, you know what's more humiliating than being a crazy lady in the store? Walking back in and now being like the even crazier lady who's going to be like, you know, remember that girl that came in? Like, she looked just like me. Well, I'm here to apologize for her because, like, yeah, that was not cool. Yeah, and I had to apologize to that storekeeper. And I said, you know what? I could have expressed my frustration and disappointment differently. And I did not choose to, I did not do that the right way. I did not handle that the right way. And so please forgive me. And they were like, could you please leave? And, but anyway, I did it. Because sometimes, this, you want to know what love looks like in the face of your failure? It looks like confrontation. That's just it. That's what love looks like in the face of failure. But we don't want to confront when we've been unloving. I want to just say, okay, Lord, next time I get that same opportunity, I'll do better. okay? Because I don't want to go back in there. That would be very embarrassing. I will learn from it. I promise I will learn from it. And when someone's been unloving to us, well, we certainly don't want to confront them then, right? We don't want to confront them then. We would rather just tell everybody else how mean they've been to us. But we don't want to go up there. But here's the thing. If you can continue to love someone who's hurt you without confrontation, awesome. Most people can't. When you fail, when you start to fail to love that person because of a hurt inside of you, the most loving thing that you can do is to confront them in a gentle way. And this is to confront them in a way that, hey, I believe in the best in you. I believe that this was not your intention, but I've been hurt. And I care more about you than I do this situation. See, confrontation is love in the face of failure. Because love says, I care more about that person than I do about the problem. Love cares more about the relationship than it does the reason for the failure. Love is motivated by hope. It hopes all things. It's crazy. Y'all may have fallen so short in your attempts to love others. Well, not you, but I have. That you think, well, gosh, why does God continue to love me? I'm such a failure. I'm such a failure to love people, but he does. And can I tell you this one? This is the biggest lesson. This is the biggest lesson I've learned through my countless failed attempts to love people. I have learned this. There is no gain from holding on to your pain. There's no gain. There's no gain from holding on to your heartbreak. There is no gain from holding on to your mistrust, to holding on to that record that reminds you of all of the ways in which you've been wronged. There is no gain from holding on to your pain. But if you could just abide in Christ, if you could just remain in his love and tap into that power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead and say, Lord, take this. Take this. I put it at the foot of your cross. I choose love. The reward, ladies, for your obedience to love one another is the fullness of joy. It's the fullness of joy. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you that you love us, that you give us the perfect, holy model of what love is, Lord, and that you empower us by your Holy Spirit and by your grace, Lord, to love each other like this, Lord. And I pray that if there are women here that need to have those tough conversations, that they would be had, that they would care more about that relationship than the reason that it was severed, that they would care more about people than the problem. Father, I pray that you would make us a group that is just so united by the bond of love that other people would see the love that we have for each other and that they would give glory to you, Jesus. We thank you and praise you that you would give us the fullness of joy for our obedience. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, ladies.